Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Ashley. Today's Q106 Storytellers Jam is coming oh so quickly. And Jackson, another mystery artist. Are you ready?
I'm very ready. This makes me so nervous because you don't know who you're talking to.
It's hard to come up with questions when you don't know who you're tailoring it to.
And we're trying to get information without getting too much information. So These questions, we got to weed around the obstacle course Fletch made for us.
Good morning, those mystery artists.
Good morning. How you doing?
Very good. Listen to that twang.
Am I supposed to disguise my voice as well?
Oh.
Should I disguise my voice?
Is this your regular voice?
Sometimes, but
you sound a little British.
Only at particular parties, you know.
We've got fancy pants on our hands.
Top drawer, sir.
Okay. Here we go.
Do y'all really not know who's calling you right now?
We really don't.
Absolutely have zero idea.
Our boss thinks this is funny that we don't know who you are.
That's beautiful. I should just keep talking like this and no one will even know.
No, yes. I'm a blabbermouth, and so I can't be trusted with certain information. Ashley's a detective, and she's trying to find out.
So, yeah, if you want to disguise your voice more than you can do that the whole interview, you can do that British accent. It'll probably be the only time you'll be able to do that and get away with it and not think people won't think you're weird.
I really could just have my publicist call, and it couldn't even be me, you know? Some British man do all my interviews. He disguises his voice all the time.
All right, here we go. We're going to try to figure out who this is, or at least get some information about you. I have a question. Hopefully you know this television show. If you don't, this would reveal your age a little bit. Which Friends character are you most like? Were you more like Ross from Friends? You more like Chandler Bing? Or are you more like Joey?
I'm a little bit like Joey because he played in a band, but I'm a little bit like Ross because I'm a deep thinker sometimes, you know?
Okay. All right.
So, all right, now, a scenario here. Let's say you came over to my house to watch Netflix and chill. What movie are we watching?
We could either watch some HGTV, some DIY stuff.
Oh, okay.
Or watch some, like, Forrest Gump just because it's like, how the heck does this story lead to this ending that makes you teary-eyed?
Okay, there's some DIY HGTV or Forrest Gump. Those are both good choices. It's a date.
I love that.
Yes.
I love a guy
that's so ridiculous talking like this.
No, it's awesome.
You sound great.
We love it.
You're killing it right now.
Who is your favorite person you've either been on tour with or you've performed with? Or maybe you have a crush on or something like that or idolize?
I got to hang out with Mr. Steven Tyler.
Oh,
wow.
Okay, so you just said that you hung out with Steven Tyler. You didn't say if you performed with him, so...
Yeah, you could have ran into him at an award show.
My friend ran into him at the airport, remember?
Oh, see, there you go.
So
all right.
That is... Okay.
You just figured out who I am. There you are.
No. You got to hang out with Steven Tyler. What was his hair? How many scarves did he have on?
At least 12, right?
Just on his microphone stand.
Okay.
He didn't have any on.
Okay.
Maybe he did. I don't know.
Well, we look so forward to meeting this British singer that somehow carries over to country music.
Maybe both kinds, country and western.
Hey, if Keith Urban can do it from down under, this guy can do it from merry old England.
Yes, exactly.
Well, my only Australia word is ye.
This guy's very worldly.
I'm excited to meet you because you sound like a good time. Anyone that can do a whole interview in a British accent.
Awesome. I'll tell my mom.
Tell your mom.
An A+.
Tell your mom that this interview was not bollocks. I think that's a swear word over there.
Oh, I think it is.
I think it is.
FCC's calling right now.
You just made me cuss on air.
All right. Thank you so much, mystery artist. And we will see you very soon at today's Q106 Storytellers Jam.
All right. See you on the 11th.
All right. Cheerio.